All right. Yeah. Yep. All right. Welcome back from recess to our Daggett County Commission and Redevelopment Agency meeting. It's Tuesday, April 21st, 2026 at 10:40 a.m. We are on the financials, cash summary report, and accounts receivable report for the county and the RDA. Let's review those at this time.
So I'll make a motion to acknowledge receipt of the cash summary as of April 15th, 2026, and also the accounts receivable report for the commission.
I'll second the motion.
A motion and a second has been made to acknowledge the receipt of the cash summary and accounts receivable reports for the county and the RDA as of 4/15/2026. All in favor?
Aye.
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 Okay, open invoice register for Daggett County.
Motion to acknowledge receipt of the open invoice register as of April 17th, 2026, in the amount of $18,774.30.
I'm sorry, was
second the motion?
And was the motion to approve?
Yes. Okay. I said acknowledge receipt, but it's probably appropriate to say approve.
Okay, thank you.
I thought I heard what you said.
So a motion and a second has been made to approve the open invoice register as of 4/17/2026 for Daggett County in the amount of $18,774.30. All in favor?
Aye, as I interpreted.
Aye.
Aye.
All right. Thank you. Next item is the reimbursement register for Daggett County.
I make the motion to approve the reimbursement register for Daggett County. The total amount of $696.29 for the period of 3/29 through 4/11 for Daggett County.
Second.
Motion and a second has been made to approve the reimbursement register for Daggett County from 3/29 to 4/11, 2026 in the amount of $696.29. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Now the disbursement summary for Daggett County.
Make a motion to acknowledge receipt of the disbursement summary for Daggett County for the period of 4/10 through 4/17. Zion's checking Daggett County in the amount of $116,443.26 with a void amount of $16,050.
Second.
Motion and a second has been made to acknowledge the receipt of the disbursement summary from 410 to 417-2026 for Daggett County in the amount of $116,443.26 with a void amount of $16,050. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. All right, correspondence for the county.
We had a call yesterday from a Camden Gowans with Williams Construction. He wanted to know about getting water, and I did not know what to tell him. He wanted 4,000 gallons a day, and I didn't know how to even address him. So I told him I would talk to you today.
Where?
I'm calling back.
Did he say where? Dutch John. From the Dutch John water system?
He just said he wanted water. He's in Dutch John. He's going to need, and depending on the weather, is how much he's going to need, up to 4,000 gallons a day. And I wasn't sure how or what, if we could even assist with that, or where to put him.
So I'll let Jack speak to that as it concerns to the Dutch John water system.
The best thing to do is have him get a hold of Trevor, and then Trevor will contact me he'll contact me and communicate with you guys, and in particular Marjorie, assuming that it fits all the criteria for the sale. The billing and stuff will go through Marjorie, but the initial contact should be with Trevor.
Okay.
There is another potential option if he wants to get. I'm kind of making some assumptions that maybe it has to do with their project in Clip Basin, and there is a potential that they could get water. Based on our water rights and applications from either the river or the reservoir. But I'll defer to Kent to answer that question. Have you been able to review the paperwork that I provided to you, Kent, on the point of diversion for water from the river or the reservoir for the county?
Yes, and I just need to get back with Craig on that. I sent him that document when you sent it to me, and my understanding is we just need to do a quick application for a temporary diversion. Last time I talked with Craig, he was looking at maybe a permanent one for that side of the lake. Maybe one up by Antelope Flats and one on the river.
Right.
But I have not heard back from him. I don't know how long it would take. Craig, when I spoke with him last, said it shouldn't take very long, at least for the temporary one, which would be certainly cheaper than going through Trevor.
And if you could look at that paperwork, too, and it sounds like maybe you and Craig are reviewing that, but I think that might be what that paperwork allowed us to do, was to have not a temporary, but more of a permanent diversion for water.
When I looked at that, it looked to me like it had a termination date.
Okay.
But,
okay.
That's why I wanted to talk to Craig about it. I can reach out to him. In fact, he and I played phone tag yesterday on another issue, so he may be standing by.
Okay.
Okay, I'll reach out and see if I can get a hold of him before the end of this meeting.
Okay, perfect. But it sounds like maybe the quickest opportunity for, at least potential opportunity for them to get water, might be through the Dutch Town Water System and talking with Trevor. So, and then has anybody, while we're on the topic of water, has anybody seen our contract come back signed from the Bureau?
Yes, Craig sent it to me and to you.
Okay.
I think, let me just see right here. It's also in our
correspondence in the packet?
April 20th. So yesterday he sent the final one.
Yeah. Oh, perfect. I'm just a little bit slow. Perfect. And so you have a copy of the signed contract, Lorinda?
Yes.
For your records, our records?
I do.
Perfect.
I do. I just wanted to put the email in there so that you can see it.
Perfect.
And
so that's
not the contract.
So that contract has been finalized.
Yes.
Very good.
And you're not slow, Matt. We're just ahead of you.
Either way, don't lap me too many times.
No, just for clarification's sake. On the water side of it, in the event it's not the road for Browns Park Clay Basin, unless you recognize the contractor or the person asking for it, it's less expensive to, well, it can be. I don't know that we've determined a rate for the use of that water, but the treated, we've got, there's construction on lot one in the, what's that little subdivision called that Matt Lucas put together?
Kestrel Circle.
Yeah, there's construction going on there. I don't know if they may already be working with Trevor and Marjorie on that side of it. And I don't know if there's others wanting to use. So, and then, well, we're a little bit of RDA update before I forget. Mr. Timothy's been mowing all of his, mowing the sagebrush down and clearing his property. It's a by-the-side update.
Okay, thank you. Other correspondence?
There was also an email from the DOR in regards to the water that they're going to be getting to look at.
Yeah, the DROA plan. For the record, the latest that I've read is they're planning on taking, the Bureau's planning on taking between 660,000 acre feet and, was it 1 million or 1.1? I think it was 1 million acre feet between now and April 27. Jack, do you have any update on that?
I would anticipate it'll be closer to the million, but in September they'll do their effectiveness to see if in an effort to decide whether this effort's being done in futility, if they're still going to lose. If the effort is in September that they'll reevaluate. And our desire is that they don't send water down if it's not going to be effective to the goals that they're trying to reach as far as Lake Powell's functionality with Glen Canyon Dam. The river meeting at noon, which would be the operations of the gorge as it relates to the DROA as well as the endangered fish, is important. Then there'll be another meeting this afternoon with decisions being made and tomorrow as far as completing the process and the decision making of how much and when we'll leave Flaming Gorge. Or how factor of it or in what the schedule will be to accommodate a pile and live within the rod for the operation of Flaming Gorge Dam.
Perfect. Thanks,
and,
Jack.
An update, or maybe it's correspondent. Well, three commissioner, yes, will recommend. All three commissioners went to the meeting last Tuesday.
Yeah.
With in the DROA to accommodate Glen Canyon Dam for people where questions were now.
Okay. Thanks, Jack.
That's all I have.
Okay. Calendar review. We do have a planning and zoning meeting tonight at 6. Budget meeting at 1 for the a work meeting with the commission and the auditor and treasurer. Tomorrow, there's a Zone 6 conservation district meeting, two of them actually, one at 4:30 and another one I think that starts at 6 that I'll be attending. One's a meeting with the legislature, and one is just a Zone 6 conservation meeting. So I'll be attending both of those. And then UAC is next week, the 28th, 29th, 30th. And we will not be holding meetings on Tuesday because we'll be traveling to that meeting. So meetings on Tuesday, specifically the commission and RDA meeting and the MBA meeting will not be held next week. Randy, anything on your calendar that I didn't mention?
I get Northeast Council meeting tomorrow.
Jack, anything on your schedule for calendar that I didn't mention? Yeah, maybe we lost Jack for a minute. All right. Yeah, and welcome. Looks like we've had a few people join us. Welcome, Kurt Smith, Peter Quinn, and Jerry Springer.
Jay Springer.
Is there anything specifically that you guys are interested in discussing today? Jay, I don't think I know you. Who are you with, Jay?
Hi. So I am an attorney. I'm with Kurt Smith on the Joe Mac. So it's already on the agenda, so we're just waiting for that item to come up.
Very good. Thank you.
Matt, we may need a closed session in regards to the Peter Gunn.
Quinn?
Or Quinn, excuse me. Peter Quinn.
Okay. Very good. We have, Lorinda, we have on the agenda at 11 o'clock. Was that a carryover from on the closed session RDA? I just didn't know if we had a timed closed session today.
No, I don't believe we
Okay. have. But we do have needs, at least for one closed session, it sounds like. Maybe more.
Can you guys hear me?
Yes.
I lost the signal and have had to go to my phone, and I've got to get on the road as well. But yeah. Can I back us up to the calendar? That's when I lost the signal.
Please, Jack, go ahead.
We won't have a meeting next week, but the following week I'll be gone to WIR, the NACO conference, WIR conference. So I'll try my hardest to be on virtually, but I may be unavailable the following week after next week.
So you're talking about the 5th, our meeting on the 5th that you may not be able to attend? Okay.
Right. We'll see what I can do, but right now it has to be excused.
Okay.
That's what I've got.
Thanks, Jack. All right, let's move to policy and legislation. Item number 2, discussion and consideration of Bryn Tinker's nomination for the CEOA board, the County Economic Opportunity Advisory Board. We appreciate her interest in serving on this board, and I would entertain discussion or a motion to approve and appoint her to the board.
So that we need to make a motion for that?
Yeah, we will. So we do need to, by motion, appoint people to serve on that particular board. And, okay, and she's a volunteer.
As a volunteer?
Yes.
Okay, I'll make that motion. Brandon.
I second the motion.
A motion and a second has been made to appoint Bryn Tinker to serve on the County Economic Opportunity Advisory Board. All in favor?
Aye.
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 Appreciate her willingness to serve there in that capacity. Item number three, discussion and consideration of Resolution 26-12, a resolution declaring the existence of a drought emergency in Daggett County.
Just more or less. It's just an ongoing.
Yeah, it has to be done every month.
It has to be done every 30 days. Okay. To Lorinda's chagrin.
She's smiling.
We don't want her to run out of stuff to do, so.
Yeah, that's a problem.
We want to keep her smiling.
No. I've been working that, yes.
So I'd entertain a motion to approve resolution number 26-12.
I'll make that motion to approve the resolution declaring the existence of a drought emergency. The resolution being 26-12.
I'll second the motion.
A motion and a second has been made to approve resolution 26-12, a resolution declaring the existence of a drought emergency in Daggett County, Utah. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Nice.
Item number four, discussion and consideration of surplusing used tires.
Okay, so this is from the road department. It's all of the old used up tires. It costs them to take them in and get rid of them, so we want to try surplusing them, even if we just get like $5 for a bunch. After talking to Brock, what he'd like to do is do them by pallet, so he's going to arrange them all similar tires together on a pallet and maybe do each pallet for $20 or something like that to see if we can get rid of them that way so that we're at least getting something out of them.
And they're going to be on display at the road shed?
He's going to take pictures, and I'll have the pictures on the auction site, and then we'll pick them up from the road department.
I mean, I can't look at them. I got to look at a picture to see if I want them.
Well, you can drive down there. You got special privileges.
No,
I do. I would assume that anybody that wanted and look at them would that we'd be open to that.
Yeah.
If we're going to go ahead and surplus them, we ought to put in the notice that anyone can view them at the road department.
Thanks for that, Kent. That's what I was thinking of when I brought it up.
All right, so is there a motion to approve the surplusing of used tires in the with the means and method that we've talked about on the auction site?
I'll make the motion.
I'll second.
A motion and a second has been made to approve the surplusing of used tires. means and method as discussed. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. All right, item number five, discussion and consideration of awarding the bid for the Dutch Shawn 2026 pavement preservation project. Brett?
Yeah, Matt, I just wanted to let you know I did talk to the people that did the pavement survey. They did do it. They said that preliminary results that would be available maybe in another month or so. The final report will probably be available in September, which outlines their detailed recommendations and everything else.
Okay.
So just wanted to throw that out there.
So did they look at both Dutch Shawn and Manila?
Yes. Have all the information to you.
Thank you.
And along with that, Peggy and Sean both attended the UBAG CIB meeting training, mandatory training on last Thursday to make sure that we can submit to CIB this year if we choose to do so. So that did work out.
Perfect. In looking at the budget, I requested some time to look at the budget last week, so we tabled this item until this week for more discussion. In looking at the budget and looking at strategy, my feeling is to wait until June, which is when we will know for sure from Utah Aeronautics whether we are getting funding for the Manila Airport pavement preservation project, and then see if we can get lined up and prepared to do both of those projects in the fall, and then that'll allow us some time to be able to have more discussion on whether we want to go to CIB for matching funds or if we can do that with our own budget, or what the strategy might be there. But I'm certainly open to discussion on how to move forward.
That would probably work with when I can get the preliminary results of the survey they took.
Yeah, that might line up well to have that information as we are making decisions. But I think we're either real close or past the time where we missed our opportunity to move forward with the crack sealing on the Dutch Shawn Airport early this year. I think it might be more beneficial to us to do both of those projects in the fall. Do you have any thoughts on that, Brett?
I don't disagree with you. I don't have much to add to that. We could squeeze it in, but it probably wouldn't hurt to push it off. So I know the crack sealers are probably super busy right now anyway, so they're going to be pushed to get it done this spring. Because there's the way they've been running.
Right.
So definitely don't disagree with you, Matt.
Okay. What are your thoughts, Andy?
I'm okay with that decision.
And it would allow us to evaluate if we want to go to CIB and everything else.
Yeah.
By knowing what they're going to do and do.
And knowing if we do go to CIB, knowing what our ask is going to be.
Yes, might give it time for the oil price situation to also calm down a little bit.
Let's hope. Hope it doesn't get worse.
We do have the road district does have a bid opening next Monday for the chip seal work over on Manila
on Tree Road.
Right.
So it's going to be interesting to see what that does.
Yeah. Yep. Jack, any thoughts?
Not good with the discussion and where we're headed.
Okay. So with that in mind, I would entertain a motion to give notice to the bidders that have submitted bids for the Dutch John 2026 pavement preservation project on the Dutch John Airport, to give notice to them that we're not going to proceed with that project and those bids at this time. And thank them for their efforts.
And to tell them we'll be rebidding that later this year.
Yeah, that's our intent. Yes.
I like the word putting intent in there. Not that we're going to, but that we're intending to rebid this fall or later this year. Depending on how the motion goes, I'd run this past the Division of Aeronautics to make sure they're okay with it, but all indications they were, right?
Right. That's what I heard.
Yeah, I'll just triple check with them if that's where we go.
Okay. Any more discussion or interest in a motion?
So, remind me again, is this in item number 5, is that what you're...
Yes, sir. So, item number 5, discussion and consideration of awarding the bid for the Dutch John 2026 Airport Pavement Preservation Project. We just need to have a motion not awarding the project and notifying the bidders that our intent is to rebid in the fall. Summer or fall.
I'll second that motion. It sounds like you very well put, got to the point of the need for the motion. I'll second that.
Okay, so I'll formally make my thought a motion.
Very good.
So we have a motion and a second on the table to not award the Dutch John Airport 2026 Pavement Preservation Project and notify the bidders as such, but also let them know that our intent is to rebid that later in the year. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Sorry, I was in the middle of trying to get on the road.
No problem. Thank you.
I will make it happen now.
Thanks, Brett. And then, yeah, let us know what Aeronautics says as well, but my expectation is that they're going to be fine with that based on the discussions that we've had with them previously.
Yep. Okay.
Okay, jumping to the redevelopment agency agenda, item A, discussion and consideration of addendum to the participation agreement with Jomac LLC. Kent, where are we in this process?
Something has come up that may make the signing of the addendum somewhat difficult. Not the signing, but the implementation. And I would love to get Kurt and anybody from his office and Jay in a closed session today, if possible, so we can discuss what's happening.
I think that would be appropriate. And given where we're at on the agenda, I think it's a good time for that. Kurt and Jay, do you have the closed session link?
I do not.
Let me send that to you right now, just a second.
Kent, if you'll send that to those two. Kurt, do you have anyone else that you'd like to participate in that discussion? You're muted, I believe. Okay, I'll just assume that it's just the two of you. You're welcome to send that link to others if you'd like.
And then, so there's going to be another closed session also?
Will you text it to me as well? Will you text me the closed session one as well?
You bet. Give me one second here.
Perfect. And then, and then there is a need, it sounds like, if I'm understanding as well, for a second closed session. With Peter, is that correct, Peter and Kent?
Yes.
Okay, so let's conduct the closed session with Kurt and Jay first, and then Peter, when we're done with that, we'll send you information and have you join, and then we'll come back from our closed session into open session and conduct what business we can.
All right. Thank you.
So I.
Right? Sorry, there was an overlap there. What was that? You were at Meridian Land?
Yes.
Okay, and Kurt, you're at, is it GEA Utah?
Yes. Yeah, that's
okay. That's his? Okay, perfect. I'll send it to you right now.
Okay, I would entertain a motion to go into closed session for the purposes of purchase, exchange, or lease of real property.
Can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
I'll make a motion to go into closed session for the purposes
And I'll second the motion. So we have a motion and a second to go into closed session. All in favor?
Jack Lytle, aye.
Matt Tippett's aye. And Commissioner Acey had to step out of the room for a moment, but it only takes two ayes to go into closed session, so we will transition at this point into closed session. We'll see you guys there. And the time is 11:19.